more than a third of all eligible voters are under the age of 39, but historically far fewer of them actually vote. In 2018, only about 36% voted. This year, political parties and advocacy groups are trying to get younger voters engaged through registration drives. But as Mal Leary reports, the restrictions of the pandemic have limited the ways in which they can operate.
Political scientists like to point out that if younger voters cast ballots at the rate of those over the age of 65, they could change the results of many elections. It is why so many successful campaigns have invested time and money in get-out-the-vote efforts to identify their supporters and get them to the polls. But this year, that's a challenge for field organizers like Josh Velez of Next Gen Maine, a campaign effort started by former Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer.
We have to contact young voters in one way or another 7 to 8 times before they will get out and vote.
And campaigns have lost some key tools they have used to make those contacts. No door-to-door canvassing, no large campaign rallies, no country affairs or sporting events. Julian Snow, director of the Next Gen effort in Maine, says the effort to connect with potential voters is now going out through social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. But he says phone banks are still being used to encourage people to register and vote by absentee ballot.
We can reach back out in a couple of weeks and inquire to see if they'd gotten the application or if they'd filled it out correctly. And if not, we can help them with that. And then, you know, we can reach out again.
And Snow says while getting a potential supporter registered is crucial, it won't matter if they don't actually vote. Progressive campaigns aren't alone in this challenge. Republican National Committee spokeswoman Nina McLaughlin says efforts to engage voters in Maine are using all of the social media tools, phone banks, and virtual meetings. In an email, McLaughlin says there have been 120 training sessions for volunteers and over 190 virtual meetings of supporters aimed at electing Republicans to offices at all levels. But younger voters are still a special challenge.
Youth voting levels are always lower than older.
University of Maine political scientist Mark Brewer says the youth vote can make a difference, particularly in a close contest.
There have been some campaigns and some election cycles that have been able to get younger voters more engaged than others, not to the level of their older counterparts, but certainly more engaged.
Brewer said that was true in the 2008 election of Barack Obama as president. Campaign strategists are scrambling to find new ways to reach young voters this year. And even some of the established methods, such as phone banks, have had to change. Gone are the centralized operations with dozens of phones in a room. Now it's individual volunteers calling from home. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.